JW Mobile.
ZLK Mobile. Good morning, Dave.
Dane, haven't talked to you in a while. How you doing?
Well, we were out of town last week. Got back late Saturday night, and of course didn't work yesterday. So that could be part of the reason. I hope you guys are well. Hope you had a great weekend.
It was a great weekend. Every weekday is a great weekday. Can't wait till you can retire.
You're like living a weekend all the time, aren't you?
Yeah, perpetual weekend. Let's call it that. But I'm working harder than I was working, and I'm getting in better shape physically than I did when I was working.
But a lot of people retire and go home and sit, and it's not good for you, and some of them don't last very long when they do that.
It would be easy to do that. I mean, it could be, but you keep your mind busy, you keep some projects going, and that stays that off. You got to keep it, you know, it's like it's always there around the corner knocking at the door. You got to keep that door shut.
I could go back to where we were last week. I could stay real busy just taking daily walks and taking a few swims in the ocean, doing that kind of thing. I could stay real busy doing that.
Swimming in the ocean. I haven't done that in a while. But every time we go to the beach, I spend a whole lot of time in the water, out in the ocean. And my wife, she won't get in the ocean. She's afraid of sharks. So I guess Jaws really had effect on her when she was little, but she won't get out there. I try my best to get her to go out there. She'll go out maybe about 10 or 15 feet, you know, up above your knees, and then she's ready to come back in. But anyway, I love it. I've gone out there just kind of floating out in the ocean, riding the waves, and I have fallen asleep and wake up and not know, you know how you drift down the beach when you're floating out there, wake up and not know whether I need to go up the beach or down the beach to get back to where I was.
It's easy to drift when the currents are in the right direction. And my wife will come out a little bit. She grew up in Delaware on the beach and used to swim all the time, but she'd rather stay on the shore. But I love it out there in the water as well. We only saw one little shark, you know, about 4 or 5 feet long, right there close to the surf, close to the sand. And I ran up trying to, I told my daughter I was going to try to catch him by the tail. It wasn't that big.
Well, yeah, but those teeth will still, they're like a buzzsaw. The teeth on a buzz on a circular saw aren't very big, but boy, they'll do a lot of damage.
Pretty hard to catch anyway. They're more afraid of us than we are of them.
I'd like to go back down to the Virgin Islands, St. Thomas, to be precise, where the water is crystal clear blue. So, I mean, and you can see, you know, to the bottom, 20, 30 feet down, you can see. I like Myrtle Beach okay. And ever since we got this dog that we got now, she's really small. And the dogs we had before, we boarded them one time when we went on vacation. That's the last time we'll ever board any dogs ever again. Just can't be away from dogs that much. But we used to have people that would house sit, and we'd go down to St. Thomas, and that was really, really fun. But since we got this little dog, we haven't been back down there yet. Haven't found a place that you can take your dog with you. There is a place in Myrtle Beach you can do that, but that's just not quite the same experience.
That's not. We were at the Isle of Palms, and it just doesn't get clear enough to see like that. A couple of my kids have been to the Bahamas, and one of my daughters has been to Puerto Rico a couple times and snorkeled, and I would love to do that. That amazingly clear water. I've never been where you can see through the water like that. One day, that's on my bucket list.
I think you'd really enjoy that. We went one time, and it's just amazing. And the fish aren't afraid of you, and the coral is all different colors, and the fish are all different colors, and there's all a bunch of people around you there, so there's no, like, sharks or anything you got to worry about. And there's, like, multiple boats that are out there that are dropping people down in the ocean with the snorkels on, and they're going down there and just investigating the coral reef and looking at the beautiful fish. I think you'd really enjoy that.
A fish tank, almost, or better, though. Oh, yeah, I know I would enjoy it. I enjoy the water anyway, so I think I'm the one that spends the most time in the water whenever we go, even when the kids are younger. And they all came this time, too. We all had a nice big family trip. But I think I spent more time in the water than any of them.
And then you get burnt. Then you get sunburned. And you got to come in and be miserable for a while. But there was a time that I did it the right way and I didn't get sunburned. I just get darker and darker. But if you just try to go do it all at once down there, the sun is so intense, man, it'll turn you into a lobster in a heartbeat.
Careful about that. We took our dog on the Isle of Palms between 5 in the morning and 5 and 9 a.m. There we go. You can let him run leash free. So there was a lot of people with dogs out there, even though it wasn't crowded. And I have a lab who likes the water. She doesn't like the water as much as the one we had previous, but she did really well. We just would walk from, a couple miles or more, and she'd just go in and out of the water and then just follow me in the sand, just sniffing everything. So it was a lot of fun.
Last time I took this little one I got down there, we tried to walk her up and down the beach, but she would jump up on your legs and carry me. So I'd pick her up and carry her for a while, and the air off of the ocean would be blowing through her. She got kind of long hair, and be blowing through her hair, and she'd just stick her nose up in there, and she enjoyed it, but she didn't want to walk on the sand. She's kind of like a little princess. She doesn't even like to go off of the concrete in the yard when we're at home.
No way, and I can tell you what, I wouldn't be carrying my lab if she wanted to. She'd just have to lay there until she got hungry and came back, because I'm not carrying her.
Would be a different story, yeah. But I have seen people carry dogs that are that big. It's a sight to see. Those are labs, too, because labs are kind of dense, I think. They're not, like, fluffy. They're heavy.
She's small. She's an English lab, and she's a little shorter than the standard for the English lab. A little stockier. I think she weighs about 65, 70 pounds, but it's dead weight when you try to pick her up.
Yeah, shepherds that were heavy dogs. I mean, one of them was 130. That's the biggest I ever had. But most of them were like in the 70s, the 80s, the 90s. And they're kind of fluffy. You can pick, I mean, they jump up. I'd snap my fingers and hold my arms out, and they jump up and land in my arms, and I could carry them around. I mean, I didn't bend over and pick them up. They jump up. Those are intelligent dogs. They can look at your eyes and read your mind. I really miss having shepherds.
My oldest son and my daughter-in-law, they have a shepherd. She came along. She's 10 years old, but, boy, she was really playful on the beach. She enjoyed that. But you're right, they are very intelligent, and they're constantly watching, too.
For a minute, over here at the transfer station, I got to unload. We did all kinds of yard work, and I got all kind of yard debris that's got to go into the trailer over here. So I'm going to be out for a minute, and then I'll be back if you're not out of the truck. Said okay, W4DJW.
That's the way for my next stop, so good to hear you this morning. And if, you know, just call me if you get back. I might be out. W4DJW, N4ZLK.
ZLK. Good morning, Change. And Dave, I know you're busy, so go ahead. Oh, I'm out of breath. Just walked in from outside, visiting the girls.
Good to hear you this morning. And taking care of them early before it gets too warm?
Well, I kind of drug my feet a little bit. I got a eye doctor appointment at 1:30. And I went out and put a few tire wraps on a stringer line for to hold a coax up out there. It's a steel cable. And I just fooling around, and Bernice, she did some gardening. Did you plant something, Bernice? No, she just out watering things and messing around. But, oh, my, I got overheated yesterday mowing the lawn and got a little dizzy and didn't feel good, so I pushed it too far. It was my fault. And I was on a riding lawnmower. I shouldn't say pushed it. I pushed my body too far. This old man can't take that heat. But it's a beautiful day, but it's supposed to be a real cooker.
Time of year, N4ZLK. Fortunately, I've got air conditioning here. But yeah, you got to be careful. My daughter came over and she changed the oil and rotated her tires. She does most of it herself. 28, single. Started dating somebody, so maybe he'll take over that eventually. But she comes over and uses my tools, and I kind of help her a little bit, keep an eye on her, and make sure she wants me to make sure she gets it done right. And then I rotated the tires on my wife's car. No, sorry. Changed the oil. I got to get new tires, so I didn't rotate them. By the time I was done with that, I was sweating pretty good, and then I went and cut the grass, so, and I had to push that. And after a week of vacation, that felt like a lot of work.
Yeah, you said. Now you kind of turn into a sloth on vacation, and then you got to go back to being a gazelle. shoot. Well, I'm just sitting here eating a bunch of grapes and had some water and cold water, and we get these free, we've gotten these free flashlights from Harbor Freight, and I use them quite a little bit, but I got good flashlights too, but they're just a little blue flashlight, and sometimes they give them away, and sometimes they're a buck, they're not very much. They got three pin lights in them, and probably nobody changes them, but I do, and they last a long time. They got a magnet on the back. So this morning when I first got up, I went in to shave, and that little stopper in the bottom come loose from the other little wicker bill that makes it go up and down, so I needed one of these.
Just what you, what wouldn't go up and down, so you needed, you, was it the light switch that wouldn't go up and down, or what?
Oh, no, I love that. I'm an electrician and electronic technician. No, Shane, the stopper in the sink quit going up and down. He just stayed down, and I shave with a regular razor, and that just doesn't work out very well. I can't shave fast enough. I'd have water going over the top.
Stopper, yeah, I don't know how I missed that. Yeah, that you do need a light to get under there, and I do. I shave with an older razor too. I've tried all kinds, and I actually have folding edge razors. What do they call those things? A blade razor that I'm still working on getting sharp enough to be able to shave with. I can sharpen chisels and you know my plane blades and things like that, but this blade is I haven't played around with it a lot, but it's kind of got me stumped. I can't quite get the edge on it that I need.
You probably have to use a stone, and I had a guy that ran a machine up in the machine shop I worked at for 32 years, and he had a business, and he would sharpen all of the shears for the barbers in that part of the country, and he done quite well at it. And he had to have some special stones in that, but I think just a good fine stone, you know, would probably be your best bet.
Diamond stone, it's kind of like a rough grit for shaping, and then I've got several water stones that I use for my chisels. But it's more about, you know, both sides there, trying to hold, get the angle right on both sides and get it down. And I just need to work at it more. I've probably been too careful with it, afraid to take too much off, and I just need to go ahead and put a good edge on it, you know, wear it down really good and get a good edge on it. That's probably all it is, because it's a nice, thick, straight razor blade. That's the word I was using, trying to think, straight razor.
This is Gerald TR. Oh, that's a horse in different color. Yeah, but you still need a good extra fine stone. You know, I bought one of those fancy ones, those fancy sharpeners down at Cabela's. They're about, $100. Because I never could sharpen a knife worth a hoot. I could do it. I use croc sticks. Once you got them sharp, if every now and then you run them across those croc sticks, which are ceramic, it'll keep them sharp. But Renice, she uses the knives basically, and she's sitting over here like hatchets. She's a farmer, you know, and so it's a lost cause trying to keep those sharp. And every now and then I bring them downstairs and use that on it. It works really well, but then you got to buy the belts for it, which is extremely cheap, but they last quite a while. That's the way I do that. But my neighbor had a collection of straight razors, and that's quite a hobby. I've seen some real exotic ones, Shane.
I can sharpen my chisel blades and my plane blades. I can shave the hair right off my arm and even on my face, but I don't want to shave with those blades in the bathroom, so it's just a little different way of sharpening, and I just got to figure that out. Anyway, Tom, I'm back into the dock. Good to hear you this morning, and hope you guys have a good day. You be careful in the heat. And 0TR and 4ZLK, and hello to Miss Bernice.
And Shane, you be careful out there. Have a safe day is the main thing. You said there's going to be quite a bit of traffic around the graduation ceremonies at the big meeting halls around Greenville today, but I think they might be over with. I'm hoping so. They got to drive to the west side of town there to the podiatrist about 1:30. 73, Shane. Pleasure's all mine, sir. Have a good day. And I'm going back to putting these screws back in this light. In 4ZLK, in 0TR, clear.